Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
So let's get into this. I want to start with probably the biggest thing that happened last week is Amazon. Mm-hmm. So Amazon, it was down 20% after hours, but then it rebounded. I think it finished the day down like 7%, something like that. Mm-hmm. But missed its expected guidance. The guidance was lower than expected. Mm-hmm. still profitable, still made a ton of money, but just missed Wall Street's expectations. And it dropped to a 52-week low. Like I said, rebounded a little bit from that. But yeah, it's interesting, man. It really, you know, had a really tough day, and it's been having a tough year. It's been having a tough couple years, actually. So now the stock market.
Are we going to get the dialogue and debate that we get about sports?
Well, the sports debate show is going to be the one. Sports debate show is so the stock market is up for the month of October.
Yeah, Dow's up 11%.
The Nasdaq is up. Even the other day when Amazon crashed, Nasdaq was up, S&P was up, Dow was up. But so Amazon was your pick of the year.
Yes, it was.
So I'll let you start off this conversation. Is do you want to reverse that?
I'm not going to say up Everest or down Everest.
So
which way are we going?
Ascension.
Which way are we going? Yes. Ascension or descension is key. Yeah, I mean, based on everything that I had read in my information, you know, I stuck by that pick. Has it gone the way I predicted? No. No. Do I still believe in the company? Absolutely. The earnings report was interesting, right? Because there was some, like, if you looked inside of it, there was some good spots. Mm-hmm. But the bad spots were so bad that it got overlooked. So I'm going to break it down by the numbers. And so a good spot, the revenue grew by 15%. Anytime you have a business and it grows, that's great. The advertising, right, which is we said was going to pass Google at some point, was up by 25%. The big pitfall was the operating income. That fell by 49%. Right.
So for those who don't know what operating income is, can you really quickly explain to them what that is?
I mean, I think the best way to say it is the money that they are taking in and how they're going to use it. Now, and for specifically for tech companies, in inflationary environments, this does not bode well, right? And so as inflation goes, the cost to do things to operate your business obviously goes up. And so when you see interest rate rise, you see, right, since January, if you look at the Nasdaq, the tech stocks have taken a descension. We're going to stick with that word.
Most right, people so die riding down Everest or walking down Everest, right?
Most counts die on a descension. Yes. So that was huge, right? The earnings per share dropped, right, by an estimated 45%. So those two things, when you're talking about operating costs and the earnings per share dropping, there you can see why a company like Amazon, which I still think is a top three, if not top two companies in the world, has such a negative quarter. Mm-hmm. Operating cash flow also declined by 25%. So like, no, we're talking about three major factors of things that are like, all right, this is a rough quarter. But even Bezos, when they asked him about it, he was like, look, we're going to have to really tighten the belt because the climate's about to get a little tricky. So those are three factors. You add on it to one other thing that was almost positive and kind of got overlooked, but the fourth quarter revenue is expected to grow by 2 to 8%. Fourth quarter, obviously, we know is holiday shopping, holiday season. More people are in e-commerce. The only thing is that what they're seeing is that more people are going back into the stores. We thought that obviously from the COVID time that people were shopping online and it was a positive, but people are back outside, right? E-commerce numbers are not looking the same as they did when, you know, it was a lockdown. So all those things taken into account, I understand it. Do I still believe in it? Absolutely. Is it going to be the stock of the year? Absolutely not. It's still one of my top two or three companies, though.
The big thing I want people to realize is that even in a company when it's going down, if you wait for a great price to get in, everyone in Stock Club, please put in chat what was the number I'll call for Amazon. You can still make money on a heavy drop like that. So the fundamentals of the company haven't changed that much. Their global market share dominance has not changed that much. When you have interest rates, of course, going up, and we're now going through, I think this ultimately will be a bigger recession when it's all said and done than 2007, 2008. But Amazon is primed, no pun intended, to do really well once things start to settle out. they could be a hell of a lot lower being in that tech space. They haven't fallen to the 70s or the 60s. 99 was like a good spot that we liked, got in. It's like currently like a 104. If you're holding it for the long term, you'll be good. Also, for a quick homework assignment, internationally, if you're going to order online from someone, who are the four biggest competitors of Amazon? Now, ask yourself, who's going to get the goods to you there faster than Amazon? No one. They'll fix the operating income. Any money that they're losing right now, they'll fix going into next year. You're going to be really upset if you don't hold a stock through 2025, 2026.
Yeah. And if you look at the climate of the world, like every country is trying to create a business that replicates Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I won't give them the names because you gave them the homework assignment, but go look in China. Right. Well, we know that mm-hmm. company, but go look in yep. South America. There's another company there that has duplicated the business model of Amazon. And so they'll figure it out. I believe in it.
Well, let me ask you this, Ian. You said a few times that your theory of two tech, two index, if inflation gets, I think, to over 11%, then that, mm-hmm. right? 11%?
Yes.
Then that is going to hurt your theory. So why is high inflation bad for technology?
Especially when quantitative easing goes away, all the easy wins, like for all my hoopers, like when we play on like a 9-foot rim, we all look like LeBron. 10 feet, dramatically different. So that difference between having zero interest rates and being able to borrow money, like imagine if I said, hey, come to InvestFast Euro, we'll give every entrepreneur $100,000 and you never have to pay us back. The upside for the entrepreneur is probably a 95% win rate. If we give 100,000 pounds away and say, hey, you got to pay us 25% back, now maybe only 30% of the businesses will actually be profitable as a result. So that arbitrage is one of the biggest reasons. Now, Apple, inside of that two tech, two index model, has worked well. That's why I always say pair with the top two. But if you're going through tech and you're looking at something that's 15th or 20th, it's not going to do really well, because what the technology industry really has done has gotten venture capital, which has funded all of the ideas. And we haven't funded innovation. We've really funded the ideas that can get funded. That's why we have a whole bunch of social media apps. We could talk about it later. Now, Jack from Square is looking to make another social media app, which I think is a mistake. But you're really playing an interest rate arbitrage game. So if I'm getting loan money at 3%, when I can find a way ultimately to sell advertising or a subscription to my user base at 9%, I'm playing an arbitrage game and getting the profit in between. If interest rates is high and no one's loaning the money out, it's really hard to win that game. So we are in a space where we need more innovation. And ironically enough, tech has not done a great job at making a bunch of innovation how we thought. Like when we were kids, I thought we would have flying cars by now.
Yeah, Jetsons for sure.
We're not there. Like Ray J is the only one still making scooty bikes.
Shout out to Ray City. J.
Shout out to Ray J. Legend. So we need more innovation. And I think now we're just going to clear the way for people to be able to get out all the bad companies and create companies that will actually have a real impact.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.